welcome to Chat With Us,
the show that talks about all things health, wellness, life, and business.
I'm Rachel Dillon.
And I'm Emma Dillon.
And this is Chat With Us.
Time to wrap up season one and celebrate the year that was. We dive into some of our favorite moments of the year, some personal achievements, and what we have in store for next year. It's been an amazing year and first season of Chat With Us with you all, so let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Another ep. Our last episode of 2023.
That is pretty crazy. We were walking in and I was like, oh my God, it is so hot and steamy outside. And I'm like, Christmas is so close. And then I'm thinking, is that what Christmas is going to be? Is Christmas going to be a heat box?
It's going to be a rainy heat box, I feel. I feel like every year on Christmas,
it rains. It does. Actually, I remember that last year. Yeah. What have you done today?
What have I been up to? Absolutely everything. I'm having three weeks, off work. But I've mentioned, you know, on socials that it's the first time I've ever taken time off work, but not gone away. So I'm just here.
How good is that?
And I mean, I'm still semi-working, but I'm like more trying to catch up on so many tasks that I haven't done.
Yeah.
You know, just random.
Are your days still flooded?
Random shit. Like, my days, I said to Toby, I'm like, I'm definitely not feeling relaxed, but I'm feeling accomplished because I'm getting done that stuff. Like I went and got a skin check. So you know how we're talking about that skin thing you got. I went and got it. And
how good is it? Can we just say?
It's so good. I mean, it's very confronting getting the big snapshots.
It is confronting.
Nudie graffiti. I mean, you wear underwear, but it was.
Yeah. Well, they literally like spot check every single spot on you.
Then I went and got a check, like a skin check, because you can do both at the same time. And he looked, you know, over all my freckles and moles, and there was a small little one on my hand.
Know.
And I actually liked this freckle. I always looked at my hand. It's on my like
And he was just like,
he said it looked a bit green. Under the microscope. So he's like, usually that's not. He's like, have you always had that? I'm like, oh, I don't think I've always had it.
Yeah, I forget.
I can't remember, but I feel like it hasn't been there forever. Anyway, he's like, well, how about we just shave it off to be safe? And I was like, let's do it. Put anesthetic in on the spot.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, shaved it off, sent it away, and I'll get results on Friday.
Oh my God, that's quick. Yeah. I mean, they're onto it these days. Yeah. If you're living in Queensland, I feel like you have to be onto it.
100%. And then this morning, I drove down to Byron.
That is exciting. I was hoping you were going to say something.
My second fitting of my second and third wedding dress. And I am so happy.
I need to ask. So happy. I know this answer, but for the listeners who might not be on your TikTok, like how many dresses do you have?
I think it's six. But how ridiculous. Toby's like, you know, how many dresses do you have? I'm like, well, what do you want me to wear the same, the big gown for every single outing?
Well, look, you don't have to explain it to me.
There's a lot of dresses.
All the dresses.
And I don't feel guilty about it. I'm going all out. He said, I'm just trying to picture the actual wedding day. So there's three dresses. Like, what am I? I'll be right back, everyone.
you just do a little sneak off.
Yeah.
Don't announce the sneak off.
Okay.
Right?
And fade out.
You get the bridal party will obviously come with you and like help you in and out.
There's one you're really going to have to help with.
Yeah.
Like
that's what we're there
today
for.
She's like, I really hope your bridesmaids don't get rowdy and have to do this. No,
we'll be fine.
I feel confident.
I feel like that's our like job for the day. And do a bit of a makeup touch up while you're there.
Yeah.
And then when you reappear, everyone will be like, woohoo.
There's so much to think about. And I think we'll do next year, like Liv, who helps with our podcast, she had a really good idea about getting like the bridesmaids in and kind of like talking through what's to come and just the journey and all the things. Like next year we have hens. We have there's just so much to think about.
Toby
hasn't even told his groomsmen that he's groomsman. I'm like, babe, when are you planning on doing this?
But don't you think that's like typical? Without trying to stereotype, but that is like guys.
No,
like guys and weddings, I feel like it's just so much more like laid back. One suit.
I feel like he has not a stress in the world.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And I'm like, Toby's more concerned about like all the contracts with like this and that. I'm like, babe, like that's not important. No, it is. But anyway, we're getting through it. He's actually really, really helpful. And he's like,
he contributes.
He really does.
I've heard him like add, he's very all about like helping when it comes to planning and like suggestions and like.
He's so positive around anything. Like he just wants it to be amazing, which it will. But anyway, he needs to like tell his groomsmen.
Like, I feel like we're having a full wedding debrief. What are we actually talking about today? Today we're doing
a year in review. Yeah, a year in 2023, review. 2023, the highs, the lows.
And the in-betweens.
The in-betweens. We love the in-betweens. I feel like I haven't had many of those this year though. Yeah. It's really been a roller coaster.
Yours has been contrasted between like super, super amazing and probably like super hard.
Definitely the last 6 months of my life has just been like so many different emotions. Yeah. Like I try to think back to the start of the year and I'm like, at the start of the year I went to LA. That feels like it was literally yesterday. You know, I went to LA for Izzy's first collection.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, you've had a whole year of...
My whole year is almost a blur.
Motherhood.
Like now I'm like, I feel like the second half of the year, my mind was a lot more clear. But the first half I was like, what even happened?
So how was the first year like of motherhood? What's your thoughts around it?
It was absolutely wild. Absolutely wild.
Are you going back again?
This is the thing. Like, yes.
You're addicted.
Hopefully. Yeah. Like, we will be trying to go back again because I was talking to someone the other day who's just had a baby. Her baby's only like a couple of weeks old. And she's like, it is most definitely the absolute hardest thing you'll ever do, but also the most incredible. Like, it's a real contrast.
Everyone says that. Like, literally everyone says that.
Yeah. And it is. And a lot of the time you'll say that and people are like, oh, why would you bother doing it if it was so hard? But it's like, it's hard, but it's also like amazing.
Aren't all the best things in life hard? Yes. You know, if it was easy, you know, it just doesn't, you don't get the same like.
Reward, like gratitude. But yeah, it's been pretty crazy. A lot of like finding myself, refinding myself in like new situations and like discovering who I am like over and over.
How do you think you've changed / evolved?
I feel like I need to answer this and I feel like you need to answer this, like how you think I've changed. Okay. I feel like I've definitely become a little bit more flexible in my approach to like planning and stuff like that because I used to be quite rigid with how I would want things, whereas now I've had to really let go and be like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If I can't go, I can't go. If I'm late, I'm late, because like sometimes it just doesn't work out. And as much as you want to be like perfect with your days, it just doesn't happen. But I also think I've become like, I don't know, a little bit more, I would say I'm like, I've always been like loving and all of those sort of things, but I would say I've become like a bit more understanding, I guess, of situations where it can be a bit like tricky and people aren't necessarily their best self, because I'm like, you know what, like I get it, like sometimes life's like hard and you're not your best self and like it isn't perfect, life isn't perfect, and I kind of can really understand that now. And when people are like, oh, like I'm having a hard time or I'm running late because of my kid or because of my, like I'm stressed because I just get it more, I just get that it's so easy to be like, you control your life, but like sometimes there's external factors, and I can really like sympathize with that now.
Toby described it really well. Like, he's like, becoming a parent, you really learn to prioritize things. He's like, there's no room for those things that you kind of like and you kind of like to do sometimes. He's like, there's not. He's like, you really get to know what's super important, because when you have that time, like that's what you put it towards.
And
I was like, oh wow,
it's so funny. So like, okay, perfect example is Alina's obviously at an age now where I can leave her for like a decent amount of time and she's fine. So I've started really enjoying going to Pilates with you. So like I get up in the morning. Basically, I get up in the morning, I pick Rachel up. This is like at like 6:30. Pick Rachel up, we go to Pilates or we go work out, and then we have a coffee, we have a chat.
Yeah.
And so by the time I get home, it's like been a good couple of hours. Now, normally, I would go do my thing, Adam would go do his thing, and it's like, yep, see you like when I see you. No stress. But now it's like we have this little thing that one of us has to look after if the other person isn't there.
And so it's like who's getting it today?
Yeah. And it's like, if I do that with my time, like that's like my free, it sounds like
No.
But like that's like the time I get in the day. Emma time. To like, yes.
Yeah.
But then once that's done, it's like, okay, like I'm back to like my responsibilities. It's not like you can't flounder around. There's no extra time for those extracurriculars. You know, you're kind of really setting it.
When we were young, we used to like laugh. We used to both say to each other and laugh and be like, why does mom always want to have coffee with her friends? Like, it's the most boring thing like ever.
The funnest thing.
We are now her.
We are now her.
Oh my God.
And yeah. how much joy does it, like, that, like...
The smallest things.
Yeah, the smallest things.
I'm trying to think how I could best describe how I think you've changed and evolved. But what's hard is, like, the longer you're on the journey, the more it just feels like it's you.
Yeah.
But I definitely think, I think since being pregnant even, but then to having Alina, you are a lot more calm, like, way more calm. Well, and, like, good. Things are less of an issue, especially with just... I don't know, the smaller things in life, like you're kind of just not as fazed by them. I feel like you're very like laid back, Millie, which is, you haven't always been that way.
I'm too tired to care.
If I'm being honest. Yeah, but then another thing is like you never complain about it being hard, which I, you know, I'm like.
I feel like it's not like.
You just never really complain about being tired. Yeah. Like for someone who used to need like 9 hours sleep with not a crack of light coming through, like it had to be a dark, like so many like requirements.
Yeah, I would just feel really sensitive.
Now you pretty much don't sleep. Like it's just, that's a big change.
It is pretty crazy. It is. When I think about it, I'm like how much I used to sleep. Sometimes Adam and I talk about it. We had the like glimpses where we used to like wake up at 7. I'd be like, I know, have no idea.
Every time I'm like on the couch watching Netflix or doing something like chilled out, I'm like, Emma can't do this.
I must admit, I've started trying to get Alina to watch like Disney.
Oh, good.
It only lasts like
a small amount.
Yeah. But I'm really trying to get her to like, because then I'm like, if she enjoys it,
Rachel.
Then, well, she loves Miss Rachel, but Miss Rachel's a bit boring for me to watch. It's like, I want to watch something that's a bit entertaining for me as
well. Same with the biggest thing I noticed when I came into Anna's life was everywhere we go, not anymore because she's a little bit older, but everywhere we went, we had to have like music on, like, but like child music.
We've got the Cocomelon playing.
Yes. And I'm like, I swear to God, that stuff is invented to put you to sleep. So I'm in the car and I'm like, my energy would go from like here to literally down. So it's like,
It's so overstimulating that it's exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah. It's a real test of brain power. Anyway, I just feel like, that's like me in a nutshell for a year.
Yeah.
But I feel like on top of being a mum.
Yeah, what else? Talk us through.
What else have we done? I feel like we do a lot together.
You've done. How's for you collective? Like you've first year being a mum in business. How has that been?
Yeah. Hard.
Yeah.
But like really good. I think it's important it was important for me to have things outside of like my work outside of my life as a mum. And as much as I love motherhood and as much as like it's something that's so immensely important to me and I get a lot of mum guilt, which I like try to work through, on the flip side of that, I think it's really important for me to have things outside of just being like, not just being a mum, because I think a mum's so important, but things on top of being a mum that give me and challenge me in different ways.
Yeah.
And I've, as hard as it's been, like sometimes I'm like, why do I do this to myself? I'm kind of like, I sit down with Adam sometimes. I'm like, I'm so glad I still have
your own.
The other things that I'm working on because I would just feel probably a bit lost.
It's very easy to get like lost in your child, right? People speak about, I can't, you know, talk from personal experience, but I hear a lot of people speak about finding their identity again after kids.
You kind of become a bit obsessed.
And when I must say, that's probably something that I've noticed, is initially you were like you know, DND, like do not disturb, you cannot get you speak to you, which is totally understandable for when you have a newborn. But lately I feel like you're finally starting to like, you used to really never, you'd be like, oh, I've constantly got to be a mum, be a mum, be a mum. Whereas now you're like, you like give yourself permission to do a couple more things for yourself. Still not a lot, but just a few more. And I think that's really nice. Like I can see I feel like there's more of you back. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Which is nice. It's nice. Like I always say, like when she's okay, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And not that like, but I've always got this thing around, like I never want her to be hugely upset and crying. And for the first year of their life, they're very dependent. Mm, and I feel like now that she's like 14 months or whatever and a bit, she's just so much more independent. Like she goes to mum's house. Yeah,
she's so fun
and
now.
She gets looked after by like you or by Liam. Like she's not so dependent on me that like I feel like I have to be back every 2 hours. And that's nice.
I mean, she's still definitely like, Emma is her favorite person and like everything is like mama. It's so cute. And I'm like, Rara.
She's close.
Yeah. No, she's so much fun now. I love this age onwards. I feel like this is where they have like a real personality. Oh, and mum was so saying mum was watching her the other day and she reckons mum cut herself. Anyway,
oh, she's obsessed.
It was the biggest thing. Like Alina kept making mum turn around to see the cut. And
she's
it was
obsessed.
Like a full thing.
Mum FaceTime like this morning and she's on FaceTime and Alina's doing the like whole like pointing thing. Yeah. And until mum shows her cut, like it's a scratch on her arm. But then she stares and then she looks at me and she stares back at the cut. Like she's so funny.
She's so funny. And mum's trying to like teach her because she won't wear shoes. And mum's trying to teach her to wear shoes and she like wants to go outside. And mum's like, all right, you got to put your shoes on. Then like, oh, she's having so much fun. She's so much fun. Like, yeah, it's what a little bundle of joy, honestly. We love her.
Little munchkin. But yeah, well, and then we had our Move With Us retreat, which I was just like, I feel like that was so much fun and so like such a nice way. And you'll speak on this as well, but such a nice way to connect.
We've never really done anything like that before.
Done events.
Yeah.
But nowhere near the like intimacy of like a multiple day retreat where you can like see people so much more often and spend so much more time with them.
And like we've been on a retreat before. It was a bit different. It was more a wellness retreat. But I'm like, I actually want to participate in the Move With Us retreat. Like it's so up my alley because I love anything that's like it's all health. It's like working out every day.
Like waking up every morning, working out.
Such a beautiful place.
Meditation.
Beautiful facility. Beautiful people.
Yeah.
Like everyone was so amazing and it was just so nice to connect with so much of the
really
community.
Really yummy food. Like protein shakes. Remember the protein shake station?
Just everything.
I'm just like bits of memory come back to me when I'm like thinking about it. And I'm like, it was so cool.
Yeah. Bali, that was really like, that was definitely a highlight for me.
That was my first ice bath.
Oh my God.
And I died. Yeah. I'll never forget that experience.
We have like an ice bath / plunge, cold plunge pool thing new house. And then we also have like a hot one, right? So me and Toby try to do it every morning. It's freezing.
It's so
like
cold.
Freezing.
I can vouch for that.
Anyway, Emma is just so dramatic. My dad is so funny. He always says the same thing. Emma's a really good singer. He's like, gee, she's got a set of lungs on her. Anyway, so we're all in it. And like, you know, you're kind of like getting into it. Next minute, Emma gets in. I am not over exaggerating.
Stop.
Sorry. Excuse your ears, guys. She's like,
ah! Like the whole time. No, I'm not. I mean, I probably am.
I wish I filmed it. She would have killed me. And anyway, Dad's like, Emma, your body's going into shock.
Dad's like booming voice over the top as if he's like, you know,
the professional plunge pool
people. And I'm like, Dad, like stop. You know when you're in that frame of mind where your whole body's panicking.
Emma's like laughing but like screaming. I'm just like, oh, anyway, you did it.
I did it for a minute 10.
Which was awesome.
Are we going to do a Chrissy day?
Yeah.
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 I'm like,
I just do it every hair wash day because I'm like, I don't want to do it every day.
Yeah.
Toby does it every day.
Because it has magnesium in it as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, which is like amazing.
I did feel amazing afterwards. Yeah. I went home and like conked out.
If it's anything, it is an energy booster.
Yeah.
You feel on top of the world. And I feel like it's just like getting up every day, doing something that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There's something in that, you know, it kind of, 100%. It shows you like you can do things that are uncomfortable. Right?
Yeah.
So
challenging.
Yeah. And I mean,
you've made everyone do it so far. Dad's done it. Mum hasn't done it.
No.
Dad, Adam, Toby, me, you.
I doubt mum will do it. We should force her.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know how, but we will. We
Christmas
can try.
Morning.
Okay, we can force her Christmas morning.
You can just carry her, like the boys, pick her up, flop her in.
Honestly, though, having Dad stay with me for a couple of nights.
He's
like,
so cute.
He's the sweetest man. The things he does, like every morning he gets up, he like goes and gets food, cooks up a big breakfast.
He's
like
so cute.
Nelly's obsessed with him.
Oh,
and
Nelly loves
like,
him.
He's just like so helpful to do everything. He makes an absolute mess, as we know. And I'm like constantly cleaning up after him, but he means so well.
He does.
And like tries to stack the dishwasher and it's like full. He's like, it's full of water, darling. I'm not sure. I'm like, oh shit. Honestly.
We went over there for lunch and as like as soon as you walk in, he's just like he's so busy. He's like bustling around, like cutting everything. He's got like bless his cotton socks. Like so the lunch is like probably still 30 minutes off and it's like 30 degree heat and dad has like the solos and the ice water. On the table outside and I'm just watching it like melt. You know when you want like a really crispy fresh cold solo it's just like melting away in the sun. I'm like bless you, just the organization.
Poor darling, and his flight got cancelled.
I know.
He really had it tough. Anyway, Christmas Day is going to be fun. We're hosting at mine. We're going to do like a breakfast. I think I'm going to do like a baby pink slash white theme for brekkie.
I'm all for it.
And then I'm going into like I'm thinking like fresh croissants and like that kind of thing. And then even like I want the pink theme. Even little mini pink protein shakes.
That's cute.
Yeah, like just lots of little fun things. Yeah. And then on the lunch. We'll all go home, get changed, come back for lunch, look a bit decent.
Yeah.
And then we will do like a proper big Christmas roast. And the theme's going to be more like white and greeny red.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm on the desserts.
Emma's on the desis. We all have things that we're doing.
We all have designated tasks.
And guess what? Because we don't have Anna on Christmas Day this year, we have the next day. We're going to do a like family barbecue for her. We'll just tell her it's Christmas. She won't really know. And then that night.
Yeah.
We're going to do Toby and I, and I hope it comes, but we've ordered like, because Anna is obsessed with movie nights. Like it's her thing. She loves movies. She's just a little cutie. So we've bought like a tray, but then I've gotten like these pink kind of popcorn cups with like bows on them off Amazon, a little like drink holder thing.
That's
and then
so cute.
A little, that. Then we're going to like print tickets. So it's going to be like a proper, we're going to set the couch up like a proper bed, like a big bed. And it's going to be like,
oh my God, she's going to be so excited.
And we're going to be like, do you want to see Moana or the Grinch tonight, young lady?
That's going to be her. That's going to be her highlight. That would be forget like, everything else. Yeah. The movie night will be her highlight.
And Toby got her some like pool toys, which she's going to like love too. But I was like, anyway, I'll keep you updated, but she's going to lose it.
I'm jealous about the movie.
She's going to lose it. It's going to be so cute. Anyway, we've gone off topic. Back on topic. I mean, a big highlight for me is pop-ups, the pop-ups we've done this year for CSB. Like, the growth that CSB's had this year in our team has been so crazy. So it's been like a very difficult but rewarding year for the business. Mm. But one of my highlights has been, you know, having these incredible pop-ups in so many different places and just
go through them.
Okay,
what's your favorite memory of each?
Oh, well, the Gold Coast one, my favorite memory was I didn't have ridiculous expectations for it. I love to do that to myself, but I just felt like just starting, because I feel like anything, you know, starting something is the hardest part. So we did put them off for a little bit and I was like, no, we're doing it. Like we nearly pulled that one out. And I was like, no, it's happening. We're doing it. And I don't know. I just felt like it kind of showed us like people love that in real life shopping experience.
Yeah.
Obviously my little edit was there too, which was fun. And then next was Sydney. I feel like we have such a big customer base in Sydney. Yep. So it was so nice to meet everyone again. And the highlight of that was the first time we did like a PR like event style which was really awesome. And then we went to LA. I mean, LA was literally such an insane experience.
I was gonna say
the energy in LA is like unmatched, like the
just
the
such girl, kind people,
so kind, so excited and grateful. And don't get me wrong, we have that everywhere, but I don't know, I just felt like it was just lots of fun. Like the team had fun. It was fun colors too. Like we had like a bit more of a brighter vibe. Yeah. And soul. And and then obviously Melbourne. We ended in Melbourne, which was incredible. It was such a very like neutral.
I feel like the space in Melbourne was like kind of like
by far the
next
best
level.
Yeah. But also I loved the way the girls in Melbourne elevated all of their activewear with like the coats and the this and the that. It was like it was very stylish and I loved that like element.
Yeah.
So honestly, every single one has been incredible, but just getting to know and meet so many incredible people. Some of the conversations you have, you literally leave just feeling so inspired and so grateful.
You meet all walks of life because like everyone has their own story, their own journey, their own experience, and like something brings them together. Yeah. So in this instance it's the clothes and
like, I just think it allows for so many stories to be told and to learn so many different things about the community.
And so many of them like bring photos of buying like the first CSV. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
some wear them.
Yeah, they wear it. Someone was wearing some of the like really early on stuff. And I was like, oh, it's just, yeah, it's pretty incredible to see and hear how putting on a set of clothing can make someone feel so good about themselves. But then also they're like, I see other people at the gym wearing CSB and like we connect immediately. But I'm like, it's so nice.
Like if I put on a new piece of activewear, like if there's a new collection, I'm like trying it on for the rest of the time.
It's so bad. It's an addiction.
I just feel so good. I know. So I get it. Like I completely get it.
I really 100% get it. I mean, that's why CSB was born. Like, yeah, we're obsessed with activewear, let's be honest. So obviously, yeah, like the Bali retreat, having so many coaches onboarded, that's been a year. Like, that's insane to me that we now have like such a big group of us.
And such a nice group.
Such an incredible group of women. So inspiring.
Everyone's got their own special little niche as well, which is nice.
Everyone brings something different to the table. And I feel like I've learned from every single coach.
Oh, so much so.
Yeah, just I feel like the team this year at Move With Us too, like, I listen, the culture in both teams, I think it's so special and I feel like that takes a lot of work and I feel like the team works so well together. They're so energized and happy and collaborative and honestly, I couldn't have wished for a better year in that sense. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Europe and
we need to talk about Europe.
Why?
We need to talk about the most important aspect of Europe.
Yes. Getting engaged.
Getting engaged.
I was like, is that it? I know. That feels like a lifetime ago.
We did a whole podcast episode on the engagement, but we need to like recap just a little bit because it was pretty epic.
I feel like I've been like with Toby for like my whole life.
I feel like you've been with Toby your whole life. That's like just what my vision.
It's so crazy.
Toby.
Yeah, it's so strange. But obviously we haven't. Getting engaged was, people are like, a girl at work that just recently got married is always like, you know, how's engagement life? Does it feel different? I'm like, it does.
Yeah, I think it does.
Engagement life, if that's what it's called, feels good.
Being married, I feel like it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, I remember back to the day, because, like, even though it all happened on that day, like, obviously there was a lead up to it, but it was just such an exciting experience. I think even just seeing your sister get something that she really wants and that she's always dreamed of, like, it's just such a nice experience and you always have such a nice memory. Like,
especially when you find that person you want it all with. I feel like, you know, when you're younger, or I mean, I can't speak for everyone, some people find their love really young, but it's like when you are so certain, it's just such a nice feeling to know that you can both love each other so much.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's so weird to explain, but it was perfect. I remember that. I watch the video all the time still.
Oh, dude, yeah. That's so nice.
I'll remember that moment forever. I feel like it is like, such a nice moment.
It was a nice moment. And then we basically got to like holiday and celebrate for like all together pretty much for a couple of weeks after that, which was really nice.
That was such a good trip.
Like my first time really doing much of Europe. We're going back.
We're going back in like a couple of months. That's so crazy. My flights are booked. What? Mine aren't even booked yet.
They're booked. I'm booked and busy.
Good.
Locked them in.
Yeah. Well, so I got to get on to that. But yeah, we're going to do obviously Italy, the wedding, and then we're going to do some travel afterwards.
Yes. We still need to like figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we'll get there. Let's not get too. I have so much to figure out, but it's all good. We're going to be fine.
I love it. I love the attitude.
We're going to be fine.
I could see you elevating then. And then but it's all good.
I'm trying to stay calm and collected. Obviously then. Well, before that, I'm trying to put my dates together. Yeah, before LA, started IVF, and we'll talk more on that, but that was obviously such a big, honestly, I don't know how I've done everything I've done this year, between the travel, the like
living like in two places essentially.
Yeah. Like, and then traveling internationally, like so many changes in my life this year. And then like obviously that journey, and then also moving back to Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And
well, moving to Adelaide firstly.
Yeah, that was this year. That was this year. And now moving back, and like we've got a house, and like for the first time in a long time, I finally feel like I'm less anxious. I feel like this year because my life, I'm such a routine person. Like, I really thrive off routine. And because I couldn't have any of it, I would get anxious quite a lot. Whereas now, for the first time ever, I'm like, I feel so calm.
Do you know what I realized? What? Do you know what's really scary? What? So, this is so scary. Like, Rachel and I do a lot of stuff similar.
Everything.
In life, right?
We do everything.
Like, not even intentionally. Like, as in, I'm talking about like just timelines of things and how they've
timelines
happened.
Of everything is the same.
So,
it's
this
so
year,
scary.
Right?
Yeah.
So, the year, so you get married next year. So, the year prior to getting married,
you did IVF.
You, but like, I just want to go through this. So, you moved to a different city. You did two rounds of IVF. You got engaged, you moved back, and you bought your first home together.
And you did
in
all
that year. And I did all of I did all of that the year before I got married.
I was trying
and
to
then I got and then I got had a short like engagement to wedding.
Oh my
like,
God, really short. I was trying to figure out, did you get married when you were, because I'll be married the start of being, oh no, I'll be 30, but like later on that year turning 31.
I got
were you 31 turning 32?
No, I think I was I'm 33 this year. I was 32. Yes. I was 32 turning.
So I'm 1 year ahead.
You're 1 year ahead.
And I'm only ahead because I knew that I'm cheating the system.
She's like, I don't want to get married that late.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But don't you think that's crazy? Like the same year?
No, it's not really, the same year, it's kind of scary. In. Like whatever's going to happen to you, I know it's coming to me. Hopefully it's all good things.
Like that's just wild. And yeah. Like, I feel like to a large degree the guy determines when you get engaged, like,
yeah,
and buying a house, like that's not something you can really do, like you have to kind of plan that,
yeah,
moving back, like moving to Adelaide, yeah, moving to Sydney and then moving back.
Let's not try to make sense of it, all right? We know that this has always been a thing.
I just thought
so,
out of that. Anywho.
I mean, yeah, that's all that, I mean, I think they're like the major milestones. I hope I'm not missing anything. I mean, I turned 30, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's big, that's big.
I mean, Nelly had 2 IVDD surgeries.
Yeah,
that was all
she
this
did.
Year. Toby yeah. was in hospital.
Toby was in hospital.
Like,
it has been a pretty like
crazy
year.
Yeah,
but I think if I look back on the year, as much as there's been like, well, obviously, like for me, as much as there's been like really hard moments, I would say that I still look back and feel like so blessed.
Oh,
and
of
just
course.
Like,
yeah,
what. It's funny though, like you have so, there's so many like hard instances, but overall it's like I'm still so grateful for the good experiences. Like as hard as the hard was,
yeah,
the good was so amazing that yeah. it's like I'm just, you know, grateful to have been there to experience that kind of thing. Like yeah. it's pretty crazy.
I think that the older you get in life, or well, for me anyway, the more I've realized that life is full of ups and downs, and it's more about getting better at accepting the downs yeah. or the lows, accepting the lows and actually working, knowing how to work through them or out of them is yeah. more something that you adopt rather than like
expecting that there's going to be none.
That there's none. And it's like, oh, my life. Or when you have them, it's like this really like negative, like my life is over, you know, yeah. blah, blah, blah. It's more, hey, like this is life. Life yeah. is good and bad, you know, and it's about riding out both of them. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like they were like the main. I can't believe I moved to Adelaide this year. It's too much.
I told you, it's crazy.
I know. Okay, so then moving into what are some of the personal, what are some of your personal goals you want to take into 2024? I like the sound of 2024. I don't know. For me, it's like even number, I don't know, something about it feels good. Putting it out there.
I'm very like, I like the idea of progression. So not necessarily hitting like a single milestone where I'm like, I need to hit this point in my life to feel like I've achieved something. But for me, it's just like, I just want to keep working on the things that I'm already doing, but moving forward. Like, and even if that's like a tiny little step, like health and fitness for me, like moving forward in my health and fitness and just refinding balance. And I know I talk about that a lot, but like it's literally such a journey.
But I
like,
think you're constantly doing that in life.
Exactly.
Right?
So it's just like, are they like new goals? Like probably not, but they're just yeah. goals to keep bettering myself in like yeah. my work, in my health and fitness lifestyle, as a wife, as a mother, as a sister, as yeah. a, you know, friend. Like I just want to be the best person I can be. And that's like a lot of self-work
yeah
and self-accountability and yeah. like being a bit aware of like how I am and how I am to others, but I just want to be a nice person.
Yeah.
And kind of make other people's lives richer and hopefully make my own life more fulfilling as well.
Well, I think you definitely do that by everyone around you. I feel like for me, if I'm going to get a little bit more specific, especially...
You are very good with this. You do. Like, no, you have I am your specific, goals.
Yeah. But I didn't come completely prepared. Toby and I do this thing, and you and Adam could join if you want. But we set aside time before the new year where we, like, do this spreadsheet that Toby does and, like, really get specific on our goals. And I'm thinking I might share that online with you guys. But first things first, for me, it is... prepping for the wedding. Like,
yes.
I want to feel and look my best for the wedding. And not even when I say look, it's like, you know, just...
No, you're allowed to say.
Yeah, feel... Okay, I want to feel and look the best I ever have for wedding.
When's this start?
I've started. Okay. Like, I... Good. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to enjoy my Christmas period. But, like, just small things, like my sessions, I'm amping it up. Like, the old me would have been like, oh, I'm going to rest longer or stuff. And I'm like, no, it's a no, Rachel. Like, you're going hard or you're going home. So I really feel like that's a big goal of mine. I want to kind of, I always say, like, life works in seasons and, like, what we prioritize changes. And I feel like the last 6 months, I haven't prioritized my health and fitness. It does not mean I have not done it. It's still been a part of my life, but it hasn't been probably, you know, my top priority. Start of this year, it is one of my top priorities. So that means other stuff can kind of move to the side a little bit more because that's something I really want to work towards. Yep. I want to continue to, this is always a goal of mine every single year, but get better with planning my days and weeks around work and my own schedule. I feel like, I don't have an EA and I haven't had one for a while now. And I feel like I definitely can do what needs to be done, especially now I'm back and I want to get better at just like scheduling my life to be more productive.
That's good though.
We only have so many hours in the day. I want to be making the most of them. Mm-hmm. Another one for me is morning routine. Again, being back and forth from Adelaide to Gold Coast, it was very hard to have a morning routine and I found I wasted a lot of time in the morning. Mm-hmm. I've changed that. I want a really specific morning routine. It may slightly change Monday to Sunday, but I want to know what I'm doing
each day. What is your morning routine? Do you still do coffee first?
Yes. Well, it depends. It depends. So if I'm doing Pilates with the girls, it'll be wake, Pilates, home, coffee, plunge, work. If it's no Pilates and I'm training myself, it'll probably be wake, coffee, train, potentially plunge, and then get ready for work. Mm-hmm. The small things, I'll probably be a bit more detail in that, but also just setting my day out each day, checking it the night before, just really not letting anything surprise me and not overwhelming myself with my schedule. I really want to learn to cook a little bit better this year.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm into the whole, like, I think now that we have a house, like, I'm like, I want to host more. I want to do more like cooking style stuff. That's a goal of mine.
Like, as in, like, I think I know what you mean, like cooking, but also like decorating for the experience and like making it like a whole, like, like experience to be there.
I'm quite like a creative person. I've always loved doing that kind of thing. But again, I've just never had any time. So I feel like now, like, hopefully I have a bit more time to be able to like do some nice things like that, some nice experiences. And they're sort of like the main ones that I'll mention today on the podcast. But as I get more specific with them, I'll definitely share that on socials. So stay tuned. But otherwise, I'm actually really excited for 2024. I have a good feeling about the year, have a good feeling about the wedding and just everything kind of falling into place. Since moving back here, things are feeling like they're falling into place. And that's nice. That's exciting.
I like that. I love the feeling of like being just at peace.
Agree.
Content.
So we hope you all have an incredible Christmas,
yes,
a happy new year, and that, you know, you go into 2024 feeling good, but also like set yourself up for success. Mm. Understand what you want to achieve and like get really specific with it, because I don't know, I always look back on my life and I really feel like I've made the most of my years, and that to me is living for me. I'm like, if I know that I'm making the most of, you know, my life and doing like reaching my potential, like that's always just what like kind of sets me on fire. So bring on 2024. Thank you for a year of, you know, chat with us. Obviously it's still in its early stages, but we've loved chatting more to you, and we actually have lots of new fun episodes planned in 2024. So stay safe. We love you and we'll see you all next year.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much for joining us and we hope you loved today's episode.
Make sure you follow our socials, chatwithus.podcast on Instagram and TikTok to stay up to date with all of our show info.
Chat soon.